These destitute folk, uttering grievous lamentation in their longing and greed for a single leaf. These hundred thousands on thousands of people fleeing from this tree and these fruits.
Okay.
Once.
What is all that? The explanation is coming, and Rumi goes that, look at it. It's not a simple question and answer. I told you I cannot even talk about it. You should see. It's like this, that this fellow is looking at these people and saying, okay, I see this group of people. Each of them has a very special idea, a very different point of view. They go in different ways, but they do come this way. So in this moment, I think, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm deep in my illusion. Maybe I'm dreaming. But then again, I say I'm not dreaming because I pick up the fruit, I taste it, it's real. I know this universe is real. Then I look at them again. And I see, none of them, even the most clever of them, is trying to deny these trees. Then again, this, then it's again, then again, because there are two ways of looking at this. And if you're looking at it from the realistic eye, there is nothing there. Because if you're thinking about your benefit, your profit, in dealing with something, everything is vanished. I mean, the meaning is not there anymore. And if you know the meaning, it's tangible, it's even touchable. This is why it is bizarre. This is why I need a guy named Precision to precisely try to explain the different angles of this lovely comedy stuff. That it's so tangible, so real, that, let me tell it this way, this state of mind, this state of ecstasy, I prefer to call it, is so real that nobody dares to deny it. But majority, they really don't believe in it. They think we are crazy people, somehow distorted. Because they look at the Da Vinci and they see everything but the logical stuff. Because they don't get that state of mind. They are not qualified, they are not familiar, they never experienced it. That's why I'm hopeful. Because it's not up to them. Comes from someone else. That light will do its job. These fellows, they are momentarily blinded because of disqualification. When you are disqualified, means you could be qualified. Because if you cannot be qualified, do they tell you you are disqualified? They will tell you you are irrelevant. There is no quality in you. Can I say I'm disqualified to be a surgeon? No. A surgeon who has done something, experienced a little bit of this and that, could be qualified or disqualified. Me, I'm irrelevant. It's like that. There are some people that they see all over but this one. This one which is tangible that nobody really... Have you ever heard somebody say this Wolfgang Adler's fellow was crazy? But look at him. From their eyes, if you really try to explain him, he was crazy. To the normal people it is when they don't get it. So it's playing with all of this to make some sense in you. Therefore, please, it will not finish today. We are in this story. It's a long one. Read it. Read the entire of it. Then think why he says it this way. How he cuts the subjects and what is the highlight one. Yes.
Once more, I say, marvelous. Am I beside myself? Have I laid hold of a bough of fantasy? Repeat until when the messenger despaired, down to they thought that they had been belied.
I don't know why he translated it really that way. It was simpler. Yes, it is Arabic. He said, okay, then again, I would think that, this is it, I'm high. So I touch an elusive three, maybe I'm not that. Then he goes to Arabic to say that, okay, you know what, when they are not listening you, my messenger, you know what, they go by their really suspicion and they take you as a liar or something like that. It means you are the prophet you are talking, but they are listening to their way of listening to it. Yes?
Recite with this reading for the omission of the tashdeed in Kudhibu signifies that he deems himself debarred.
Okay, you know, very complicated because it is in Persian. It says, you know what, read this stuff. First of all, it's not a stuff. It means this kind of reading the stuff means one way of interpreting the holy book, in a way. So, you know what? Read it this way, that when you want to reduce the cheating in lying, when you want to reduce these nonsenses, one of the ways is to cover up, to cover yourself. Means there are nonsense arguments that you better avoid it. Because when you go in it, everything is mixed up. So running away, in a way, because he started to run away from it. He said, okay, you know what? I think I'm high, I'm crazy, and I'm touching some nonsenses. I don't know. Then he goes about this suspicion. He say, don't forget, we're talking about knowledge. One way is seeing it, one way is to hear about it, but when you hear about it, as you saw, you may not believe it, you may think this and that and that and that, but let me talk about this suspicion. This suspicion comes even to the messengers. Yes?
The souls of the prophets fell into misgiving. Through the concurrence of disbelief of the wicked. Our aim.
In a way, put yourself in the shoe of one of these prophets. Okay? You see the truth. You hear the angel. Okay? Then you come down. You talk to the people. Every single one will call you crazy. What will happen to you? Some of the prophets decided to say, maybe I am crazy. Because everybody is denying it. Yes?
Our aid came to them after doubting. Take leave of them and climb the tree of the spirit.
No. Translation didn't do really. He said, okay, this is it. So then again, I bewildered that maybe I'm out of myself and I'm hanging on an imaginative branch. Isn't that this suspicion could arrive to everyone? Look at it. There is this saying that when everything is towards lying, cover up yourself. And you know what? The sound comes from above that. I tell you what, even the prophets, they started to doubt when they saw everyone denying them. But after that doubt's hour, victory came in. Therefore, you leave them alone. Don't think about them. Hang on to these trees and climb up. The word comes that even the prophets could have doubts. But the victory of God will arrive, that our victory will change everything. Therefore, do not think about them. You know what? When you are here with these trees, enjoy the trees. Yes.
Eat and give it to everyone that has an allotted portion. At each moment and each instant, there are lessons in magic. The people are saying, "Oh, how wonderful! What is this?" cry, since the wilderness is devoid of trees and fruit.
Yeah, that word wonderful is no good. Change it to bizarre, because they will say, they will look around and say, okay, God told him, you know what? Leave them alone. This is the good fortune. Now you see these trees and the fruit. Go and eat the fruit and give it to every seeker that is around you and wants to learn this, because this is the time of learning the magic. Meantime, the people were looking around and saying, what is this noise nonsense? Because there is no leaves, there is nothing. What is this noise? What are they talking about? Somehow the noise attracts them. They don't understand who's talking to who and that kind of stuff. So they bewilder that. We look around and there is nothing here. Yep.
We have been fooled by the words of the madmen. And beside us, there are gardens and trees. We rub our eyes. No gardens.
It's not a bad translation. Sorry, I do it with my bad English. That I started to be confused. We are confused from the breath of these crazy, silly, attracted people. Crazy, silly, attracted is solda. Means when you're seeking something like a crazy fellow. The people who say, look around, there is no leaves, nothing. And we are dumbfounded with the breath of these people. Because it appears that close to them there is a garden. We don't know what's happening. We rub our eyes and we see that there is no garden here. This is only a wilderness or a very difficult path. What is this all talking about? What is this? If there is, let me know, please. All that confusion. Yes, now read it in your English.
We have been confused by the words of the madmen, and beside us there are gardens and trees. We rub our eyes. No garden is here. It is either a desert or a difficult road. Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, how bizarre.
Oh, how bizarre. This tale is so long. How should it be vain? And if it really is, where? I, like them, am saying, oh, how bizarre. Why has the action of the Lord put such a seal? By these contentions, Muhammad was astonished. Abu Lahab also remained in astonishment.
This is the point. This is what he was trying in all those verses, that, you know what? All these people are dumbfounded. What is these crazy people talking about? They're talking about the garden. There is no garden. At the same time, the people here who are seeing, they are dumbfounded that, how come these trees, these lights, and these silly people, they don't see it? This is how Muhammad and Mulahab, who are the opposite of each other, they are both dumbfounded here because of the